Ladies and gentlemen, this is our final boarding call, and the doors will be closing soon. Please stand clear of the doors.
Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick with Monorail Tales Podcast, and I'm here with one of my favorite co-hosts. And I can actually say that now because we have met in person, and it is Michelle Roelke. That's what I'm going to call you from now on, Wonder Mom.
Wonder Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I couldn't have done all that if I hadn't had a helping hand from my fellow favorite podcast host, who was kind enough to take my big on a couple of rides while my littles were asleep.
Yeah, we had loads of fun. She cracked me up on the soaring and living with the land.
She's a lot like her mom, where she will never stop talking. And I'm always fearful of what she's going to say when I'm not with her.
Yeah, then when we met up together and the middle child woke up.
Oh, goodness. You can hear the little really, background.
Yeah, I hear Owen.
Yeah, he's trying to go down for a nap. He's got Animal Kingdom playing in the background, and he's trying to get himself asleep right now.
Yeah. Well, we're going to kind of do a quick and dirty show here. Just go over a few bits of news and information that we have. So we're going to start with the Food and Wine Festival, or I guess you could say the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. I think they went back to the original name this year. So
they did, yes.
What can we say about that, Michelle?
Well, so it started on the 15th, so it's been going for almost 2 weeks now, which I can't even imagine how this is the longest Food and Wine I think they've ever done. They're running it through the 20th of November, so you have plenty of opportunity to get down there. And try it if you don't have a trip planned yet. You got to get it on the books because I'm telling you, last time we discussed how low the inventory was, and it's gone even lower since then. Several people are looking for value resorts, moderate resorts, and they're just not there. As you know, Port Orleans are opening up later this year. All-Star Sports, All-Star Music opening up later this year. But for now, they're not open. So if you're looking to book a trip and you don't want to pay an arm and a leg at a deluxe resort, you got to get it on the books now. But I've heard great things about Food and Wine. I think it always stuns and everyone who goes down there. It's a delicious, delicious culinary experience. And they have some new booths that I actually had not experienced. So I'm really looking forward to going down there in a couple weeks and trying out things like India, which I think is definitely a new one. They have a new African one. It's very exciting for those of us who have been longing for some normalcy at Disney, for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited because we're actually going to Epcot a week from this Friday, and we're going to do Food and Wine for the first time.
I'm excited for you, and I can't wait to hear your thoughts on all the different food that you get to try.
Yeah, and yeah, I think we've been there for Flower and Garden, and we like that, and as some of our listeners may know, you and I met up and we're in Epcot a couple weeks ago in between the festivals. And it's really kind of sad and depressing when you walk by the festival booths and they're not open.
Right. We got to see the menus and everything. I think we were there, 2 days before it opened?
Yeah.
Doing the cast member, not really a preview, but you could tell they were testing out everything.
Yeah, they were getting ready. And, you know, as much as, you know, you hear people complaining and making fun of Epcot being the festival park and all that, I really think that the festivals add a lot to it.
They do. They certainly do. And I mean, it should be like that way at Epcot. You know, it's constantly bringing different knowledge to everyone. You know, if you don't have a chance to go to these countries, this is a great opportunity for you to try some of their local, you know, dishes. Really, I mean, it is a festival place, but I honestly wouldn't trade it for anything. We love the experience of going down there. And I'm so excited to have the Disney College program coming back too. Because that really does just add a lot to Epcot.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll be able to start bringing in the international workforce as well.
I know. I cannot wait for that to happen for sure. So are you going to try and explore some of the entertainment they have down there?
Yeah, I'm hoping that we can. We'll be there in the evening because we're wanting to catch Epcot Forever.
Right.
For the first and last time.
Oh.
So, you know, there's lots of live music at American Gardens Theater.
Yep, I think they're only on weekends, but yeah, so you guys will be down there in perfect time for it.
Yeah, we're going to be down there August 6th, and that's going to be the Sound Society, which is a local band in Florida.
I can't wait for that to come back in full force.
Yeah, there's Mariachi Cobre and Voices of Liberty and Jam and Chefs as well. I'm super excited about it. We have a breakfast reservation, and then our plans are to, you know, snack throughout the day, whatever. We might even do the scavenger hunt because they're having that.
I know they're doing their Remy's Ratatouille hide and squeak.
Yeah.
And you know, you had Olivia asking if they had a scavenger hunt last time we were there. They love doing the scavenger hunt.
Yeah. We've done the one for Easter, and that was fun. But I'm excited about doing this. We're just, you know, kind of going to take it easy. And then I think we might grab dinner at the Regal Eagle because Liam really liked it.
Oh, yeah. It is delicious. And the great thing about that is you could probably catch the Sound Society while you're eating dinner.
Yes, because it's right there. And I might even do the fromage montage.
I am definitely doing fromage montage.
I love cheese.
I love cheese as well. And I will not be taking Olivia on our trip in a couple of weeks. She's going to be here because she's got school. So I am definitely going to experience the fromage montage while my daughter is not with us. Every time I get cheese, she's like, it's not fair. I'm like, I know, honey.
So that's pretty much all food and wine that we have right now. Maybe once you and I both go down and experience, we can come back with some of our favorites and let people know.
Yes, that'll be a great time because it'll be your first experience with it. And I've gone several
your
times.
You're 57th.
So it'll be interesting to see how it's changed or if it has, you know, in my experience. I'm looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. So that leads us into our next little thing here, which is Boo Bash, which we're doing food and wine and Boo Bash while we're down there in a couple of weeks, Daniel and I are. So Daniel's actually going with me. He was not going to originally, but he cannot handle not being at Disney. And our last trip got his juices flowing. So he has told me that he is now coming to Disney with me and the kids in 3 weeks. So,
that'll be fun.
It was just supposed to be me and the two littles, and we were going to go do Boo Bash. We're staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge. It's a quick turnaround trip, 2 days and done. And Daniel is super interested, so we are going to Boo Bash actually on August 17th.
Awesome. That's the second Boo Bash. It starts on August 10th and goes all the way through Halloween on select nights. I was super excited when they announced it because I've always wanted to do the Halloween party. I know this is supposed to be a little bit different. I do love the after hours parties. We've done the villains party twice, and that was such a great time. But of course, it doesn't coincide with any of our trips. So,
yeah, that's
the thing
about Boo Bash is it's so very limited. You know, they're doing what, two a week, I think. So it's tough to fit it in. We planned the trip around it so that we could do Boo Bash. Because I really wanted to do it and see if it was any different than the Halloween party that we did a couple of years ago. Daniel was not going to Boo Bash. He refused to pay because he was so unhappy when we went to the Halloween party. Because it was very busy when we went. So I'm hoping that the crowds will be a little bit decreased with it being an after-hours event, not a party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see how they're going to maintain the crowds for sure.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see if it is more limited in capacity than the Halloween parties were.
Right,
I think that's really going to make the difference.
Yeah, I think, and I'm curious to see what Disney's going to do going forward, whether they're going to do a mix of these or whether they're going to just change it straight to after hours or what they're going to do. But, you know, it's great because it does incorporate a lot of the elements that they have at the Halloween party. So I'm looking forward to doing, you know, the little cavalcades. That's going to be a lot of fun. I know, obviously, it's not the same as the parade, but I think that's going to be great. And, of course, you get to see special characters, and you get to go trick-or-treating, which I did not think was going to be a part of this when they first announced it. I thought, you know, for sure they weren't going to do anything that was that hands-on, but I don't know if how modified it's going to be. You know, before you really went up to those big tubs, you know, and did it. So it's going to be interesting to see how they modify it for this year. But I'm really looking forward to seeing Ellie get to do this. And she gets to dress as a princess, so she's incredibly thrilled.
I would be too.
Well, we're hoping that it's going to be. You know, I say this is going to be the first time for my 4-year-old to be out this late. She is a big time sleeper, so we'll see how it goes.
We will wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. But you know, I think we've kind of run over this before, but it's very similar to the Halloween party in that you get to trick or treat. And you know, there's going to be certain little vending stations open where you can get, you know, your little ice creams, popcorns, and bottled beverages. All that's all, you know, included in the cost. All the candies included in the cost. So, you know, it's a great time. They give you, there's going to be special themed snacks, kind of like the Halloween party that, you know, are available for purchase. Limited dining open. I think it's over 20 attractions will be open. So hopefully it'll be great for the price.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of potential for it to be a good time.
Yes.
So
I'll be ready.
I'm definitely interested on hearing back on your experience, and we'll put out a show for sure. And then that leads us to our next event coming up, Disney Very Merriest After Hours, which is the replacement for the Mickey's Very, Very Merry Christmas Party.
Yes. And so this, again, it seems like it's just a kind of a boost version of, you know, with the normal Christmas party. They're going to have, you know, snow on Main Street, character sightings. You know, it really just seems like they're trying to get as close to normal as possible. You know, then there is a fireworks show. They're calling it Minnie's Wonderful Christmas Time Fireworks Show. So that's going to be really cool. And they're going to do castle projections and everything. This one, I think, is a 4-hour event from like 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. As opposed to the 3 hours that Boo Bash is doing. So it is a little bit longer. And they're going to have holiday treats and ice cream and popcorn, everything, again, available with your tickets. Doesn't cost anything extra to get those. They'll do the special theme lighting. They're doing special photo passes. So it seems very similar to the Christmas party. It's just what they can do, I think, to limit capacity once again. And I'm interested to see how it's going to go with it being from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. That's a very
late. Yeah, I think once we start hearing things about the Halloween Boo Bash and how it goes, then we'll have a lot more to go on for our expectations for the Christmas party.
And I can tell you that the desire for this is there. When Boo Bash tickets went on sale, it was absolutely nuts. I can tell you, as you know, the travel agent line was just an absolute mess. I mean, we waited on the phone for hours. And they have a 90-minute limit, so you can only do that many transactions, and then you get put back in the line. So if you have several people wanting tickets, they're not doing it online again, you know, that causes a lot of problems, because the nights that are really in demand are going to get sold out. And, you know, it resulted in Disney opening up more nights for Boo Bash. So it may be the same for the Christmas time. I'm not sure. But if that's something that you know you want to do, go ahead and get your favorite travel agent. Let them know the dates that, you know, you're interested in as soon as they release them, and have your payment methods updated and everything, because when it's go time, those have been selling like absolute hotcakes.
And there are 28 days for the Boo Bash, and right now the first 4 in August are sold out.
Right. I want to say there's some random dates, like October 5th. Last time I checked, was sold out. It just, there's very random dates. And
yeah, there's
September
14th is sold out, September 21st, September 24th, which is the Friday before the 50th anniversary, that is sold out. And then the entire month of October is sold out.
Yeah, it's, and that took, so that did take a little while to happen. I will say it wasn't in the first week. But you know, the first week when they opened it up, it was only for guests who were staying on site. And that didn't include people who had booked through something like Southwest Vacations. That gave us all an issue because they said, nope, this isn't, you know, I know they're staying at Caribbean Beach, but they're through Southwest Vacations. So it's got to be, you know, they got to wait till next week. And that ended up being like catastrophic for a lot of people.
Oh, goodness.
So, you know, you want to do it and start getting in the mindset that it's going to be tough to get those tickets, whether you do it through a travel agent or through yourself. It's going to be difficult. Yeah. And, you know, support a small business, find a local travel agent, find someone online, you know, help them out a little bit. And also they're going to wait for you on the phone. Like, I can't tell you how many times we were disconnected and hung up on. I heard people saying, I've got to work. And I mean, that's our job, is to wait on the phone for you. So if that's something you're interested in, we've got several recommendations. I am happy to recommend myself.
Right.
And there are other people who are in our group who are also travel agents who would love your support. And we're not in competition with one another. Well, I say we're not in competition with one another because I love everybody, but I want to win.
I highly recommend using a travel agent as well. And there are 11 dates available out of the 28 for the Blue Ash. And I would expect that the, like you said, the Christmas party nights are going to go quickly. The last little bit of information we have is that Disney has announced they're reopening the remaining resorts. So we got Jumbo House, the hotel side, reopening August 26th. All-Star Music opening September 16th. Port Orleans Riverside opening October 14th. Port Orleans French Quarter opening 2 weeks later on October 28th. And December 9th, the last one, All-Star Sports reopening up.
And listen, I'm really excited about All-Star Music being open back up because they have a family suite, which is almost unheard of in a value resort. And it's cheaper than doing Art of Animation. And it's fully renovated. We got a glance at it when I did my agency training in January of 2020. We got to tour it. And it is such a cool space for families that are looking to travel with, you know, if you have six adults or something like that, or you have a family of five even, and you don't have an infant, then you need to look for a bigger space. So that's opening, and that's going to be cool. And Rick, I know.
We stayed in a room at All-Star Movies, just a regular room that was renovated. It was every bit as nice as Pop Century's rooms.
Oh, 100%. There is no difference, in my opinion. There is no difference. Mm-hmm. The only thing you have at Pop that you obviously don't have at All-Star Movies is the Skyliner.
Right.
And honestly, I like the Food Court at All-Stars better than I do at Pop or Art of Animation. So
yeah. We didn't eat at the Food Court either, Tom, because that was just an add-on night for our trips. I think a stay at the All-Stars is definitely in the books for us sometime.
Yeah, I think it's a great, you know, and eventually that's going to be what we're going to do as well. When we don't have to worry about the transportation as much. You know, it's hard for us because we have to lug our double stroller everywhere, which, let me tell you, I love my double stroller. Rick can attest to that. It's amazing. But it is hard to take on and off transportation, especially if I'm doing a solo trip with just me and the kids. It's really tough. So All-Stars is hard for us right now, but eventually that's where we're going to be for sure. Mm-hmm. And Rick, I did realize that I did forget to mention one other bit of news that was released. And that is the return of more entertainment. I don't think we've talked about that at all.
No. Go ahead and tell us, and then we'll go ahead and wrap it up.
Okay, so I'm so excited because everyone knows I love my shows. I'm so excited about the celebration of the Festival of Lion King. So they are also doing Beauty and the Beast Live on Stage is coming back just in time for our trip. It comes back on August 15th, and I'm super, super, super excited about that because it is one of our absolute favorite shows. So that's coming back. Monsters Inc. Last Floor, which a lot of people were really curious about whether or not that was actually going to make a reappearance. That's coming back as well. And that's on August 8th. And then my other absolute favorite, which I have missed incredibly so, August 21st, Turtle Talk with Crush is coming back. And if you have not experienced that, it is absolutely hilarious. So I'm very, very excited about those. And of course they have, you know, new fireworks shows that are coming out. So everyone, you know, the entertainment's changing. Harmonious is coming out on October 1st. And so Epcot Forever is ending on September 28th. Happily Ever After is also ending on September 29th. And new fireworks shows, I know people are like hot and cold about this, but think about how upset you were before Happily Ever After came after. Now everybody loves it. So change is good. We are going to miss the shows, but there's lots of entertainment coming back and lots of entertainment leaving. So you definitely got to get your trip on the right dates if you're looking forward to something like that. Oh, and I forgot the last one. On August 1st, they're doing something called Wonderful World of Animation at Hollywood Studios. And they're actually transforming the Chinese theater through animation from the past 90 years for Disney. And they'll just be putting projections up on the Chinese theater for you to see that. So there's lots of things that are coming to different parks. So if you haven't booked your trip, go ahead and get it on the books.
Awesome. I'm so excited. I am sad to see Happily Ever After end. But I am super excited to see what they bring in. Yeah, especially with it supposed to be projecting on the buildings of Main Street as well.
Yeah, you have to figure that they've got something good in the works. You know, they've been planning this for a very long time, and Disney doesn't do things halfway. So, you know, I expect it to be just flooring. So I'm really looking forward to doing our last Happily Ever After when we get to. Thankfully, we're going to be there for a couple of days before the 50th anniversary. So Olivia will get to see her fireworks because she's decided that she's big enough now to watch them. So poor Ellie's going to be forced through it. So I'll be giving a review on that on our next trip. Ellie's going to be forced to watch the fireworks with me, and Olivia gets to. So
awesome.
Yes, I think that's about it as far as the news and updates go. Unless you have something else that we forgot.
No, I think that's all. That's all I have.
For your, what do you call it, quick and dirty show?
Yeah, quick and dirty. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. Michelle, go ahead and give your contact information in case anybody does want to reach out to you about booking a trip.
Yeah, if you're interested, and even if you just have some questions you want to ask, my email is michelle@onceuponatimevacations.com. And you can find me, you can find all my links on the Monorail Tales page for Disney Travel by Michelle. And if you want to shoot me a text, I'm very accommodating. It's 770-654-9019.
Had to think about that, didn't you?
I didn't. I knew it. I'm good with numbers.
Okay. All right. Well, awesome. And thanks for joining me, Michelle. And we will most likely be back in a few weeks with an update on our thoughts about Food and Wine Festival and your experience with the Boo Bash.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it.
I'll be looking forward to that. All right. Well, goodbye, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Goodbye.